This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Sunday, April 30th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I just came off the big nightmare two-week custody trial of my ex-wife. I had kept that private for years. That divorce happened, started like 3.5 years ago, ended more than 2 years ago, filed by her. I tried to keep my family out of it. I did. The press was pulled into it. And, of course, the press got it all wrong. I've had sole custody for 2+ years, 2.5 years, not by my doing, but by my ex-wife basically having a breakdown and having to go voluntarily into a treatment center in Arizona and then in California. And then just people got involved from the outside, came in, and it's turned into a true nightmare. The entire time I've been seeking joint custody, 50-50. That's what my children want. And tomorrow I will present actually 3.5 years of documents. I showed 4 on Friday. I've been a very private person, but I'm not going to have the statesman and others that I'm quite frankly considering actions against sit there and just say that I tried to alienate my kids. I tried to take them. I did all this when it was my ex-wife that filed for me to have supervised visits back in December of 2013. And called in the social workers, everybody, and they were like, you've done nothing. What's going on here? And then my children, from the research, were being alienated away from me. And the people that she'd called in to try to declare me a bad parent said, hey, lady, you need to stop. And she wouldn't. And so they took them away from her. I didn't do that. And then it's just twilight zone to be in court with literally and sometimes 50 media outlets, 15, 20 national TV crews, 30, 40, sometimes news reporters at one time, always 5 or 6, for 2 weeks, and to then open the paper up, and Jones alienated his children, and his wife is asking the judge to take him away so they can be reprogrammed not to be alienated. Just watch what the judge does. I don't know what the judge is going to do. It's the same judge that 3 separate times told her she had supervised visits or couldn't have overnights with him from what the judge saw. But that's how law works. What was in the past divorce or other hearings did not come into this. So under law, the jury could not be told basically anything. And it was just amazing. So I've got big World War III news to cover. I've got so much more to get to. I know everybody's tuning in wanting to know about the divorce. It was one of the biggest news stories in the country the last 2 weeks. You notice it's very quiet now that I was at, that the gag order was lifted on Friday and I came out and made statements. Very, very quiet from that point on, and hundreds of fake headlines, hundreds, you know, saying, I lost custody of my children. I have joint custody now, exactly what I was always seeking. So it's been a nightmare, and it's one of the things I've been dealing with behind the scenes for 3+ years, on top of everything else, and on top of the globalists coming after me and Google and AdRoll throwing me off online advertising and, you know, being inside the WikiLeaks that the Democrats want to shut me down and all of it. We have gone through a lot here together. But understand something. I have expected all of this fight in the globalists. But now is the main assault. I wish my ex-wife well. I hope that, you know, she has a great life. And I hope that she can, you know, get to where she has a good relationship with the children again. And so that's all I wish. That's all I hope. But I'll be quite frank with you. The media, I'm just pretty much fed up to hear. And just with the incredible, incredible deception that they are constantly, constantly involved in. I mean, the media knew full well everything that came out in that trial. And they reported nothing that was truthful, nothing that was accurate. And that's why the mainstream media is the number one enemy of the American people, because it's globalist, foreign-owned. It's here to demoralize us and here to dumb us down. Now, we come back. The president says there's a huge threat of World War III. We're going to break down the latest with the Korean situation, the economy, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, Trump's powerful speech last night in Pennsylvania, and more. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
You're a negotiator. If you need something from somebody, you need China to help you with North Korea. Doesn't that send a message to China? We're not going to bug you about human rights, about intellectual property. In the South China Sea, we're not going to put too much heat on you. Aren't you breaking one of your own negotiating rules?
No, I think that, frankly, North Korea is maybe more important than trade. Trade is very important. But massive warfare with millions, potentially millions of people being killed, that, as we would say, trumps trade.
Let me ask you.
Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? And if I can use trade as a method to get China, because I happen to think that China does have reasonably good powers over North Korea. Now, maybe not, you know, ultimate, but pretty good powers. Now, if China can help us with North Korea and can solve that problem, that's worth making not as good a trade deal for the United States, excuse me, right?
What do you know now?
The truth is North Korea has been firing missiles into the South China Sea, threatening to attack South Korea, threatening to nuke Tokyo. And what Trump's saying is if he can get China to come in and basically shut down North Korea, that's worth making concessions to China in trade deals. And that is the entire art of the deal. And I guess if we don't have World War III and kill everybody on the planet, you could say that's better than not having a better trade deal. But I would like to have both. Now, Trump is launching a bunch of drones now. He's moved B-52 bombers into Guam with nuclear weapons. He has been massing more U.S. troops and brought in three carrier strike task forces. This is a big escalation because North Korea and the policy of appeasement for the last 30 years plus is backfiring. That is something, obviously, to watch. Don's drone army. Donald Trump is unleashing a killer drone squad as U.S. Admiral warns military is hammering ISIS so hard they're running out of bombs. And that is the good news. ISIS is being driven out of Syria and out of Iraq and is close to 90% crushed, according to military estimates. The problem is a lot of them now are infiltrating back into Europe and the Middle East and North Africa. And a lot of experts are warning of massive new terror attacks if we don't vet the, quote, refugees that are coming into the United States. And they're not being vetted. They come out of seven countries that basically give passports to anybody, like Sudan, Somalia, Libya, you name it. And then the UN certifies them with no research. Then the State Department accepts that UN policy, and then the refugees are brought in unvetted. So the claims out there that you hear that they're vetting refugees is bull. And the people out there that are promoting open borders, like George Soros and the owner of Chobani Yogurt and others, they want to say, oh, when these people carry out rapes or shootings or bombings or run over folks with cars, it's not their fault. They didn't call for it. They just called for bringing in the unvetted refugees and claim, oh, well, the State Department vetted them. The State Department is not vetting them, and you know that. Then you see the headlines. Alex Jones sued by owner of Chobani Yogurt. for criticizing refugee program and saying refugees are bringing in tuberculosis. I've got hundreds of mainstream news articles admitting that just in that area of Idaho, they've got a 500% increase in tuberculosis, and they point it directly at the third world populations that are pouring in out of the Middle East, North Africa, Syria, you name it. Amazing. People say, well, then I've talked to five different lawyers now. We've got lawyers on top of that. Yeah, this is a terrible suit. It's filed in a terrible place. It has no bearing. It has no chance. It's a publicity stunt to just say Alex Jones is fake. Alex Jones isn't real. Look, he's getting sued for claiming refugees bring disease and crime. Next, he'll say that cows produce milk. Next, he'll say fish swim in the ocean. Next, he'll say that we breathe oxygen. Next, he'll say the sky is blue. Now, I want to get more into North Korea, but I want to tell you some of the other big news that's coming up. Obviously, we have Trump's first 100 days. He's written a big article. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's also on the Washington Post. Trump says in his first 100 days, he kept his promise to the American people. I'd say so far, he's gotten done about a third of what he wanted to do. That is unprecedented. He's probably, so far, on the issues he's followed, delivered on about 80%. On the policies he's brought forward, he's gotten like 30% done of what he promised to do, and he's been about 80% accurate in what he actually did. He's gone sideways in quite a few different ways. He's also done a lot of really great things, which is why the globalists still want to get rid of him. But it is a true statement when he says, Trump, my first 100 days, just about the most successful ever. And, you know, I have studied presidents going back to George Washington, and I'd have to say George Washington got more done in his first 100 days because they were first establishing the new government and founding the country officially before we'd just been the colonies battling the British for 7 years. So when that happened, George Washington did more in his first 100 than Trump. But other than George Washington, if you look at devastating globalism, killing TPP, starting the renegotiation of NAFTA and GATT, $3 trillion plus in the stock market, $300 billion in new jobs, moving to destroy Obamacare, signing executive orders to cripple it, turning our coal systems back on, killing the carbon tax. It goes on and on and on and on, beginning to resecure the border, attacking political correctness, just announcing we're a country again and saying it's about the people and the power of the people and that it's okay to be free market and that free market's better than socialism. All of that, culturally, societally, economically, and in cold, hard action, is the rebirth of this country. And I'm going to come back and play some of his speech last night, the Correspondents' Dinner response. But before I do that, let me respond to the bad, though. Going after Julian Assange and saying that's a priority to go after the leakers that put him in office, that exposed crime going on by the Democratic Party and Republican establishment, when Trump said, if you got more stuff, WikiLeaks, release it, in tweets and in speeches, then by that yardstick, Trump should have himself indicted for the leaking if he's encouraging it and it got him into office. That is extremely disloyal. There's Ron Paul Institute. We'll get Ron Paul on soon. I love WikiLeaks as candidate Trump, as President Trump, arrest Assange. Those are quotes. This is fundamentally a sellout to the military-industrial complex. When I say the military-industrial complex, I don't mean our military. I don't mean our great troops. I mean the corporations that use our country for globalism that don't want any checks and balances on the consolidation of power, the illegal spying, and the police state that's being used against the American people, not against actual enemies of this republic. And so that's a huge black eye for Trump. He's been talking about it for a month. Now they're starting to do it. Talk about a stab in the back. Also, Trump comes out and says, I'm a globalist and I'm a nationalist. He says, I believe in nationalism, but I'll use globalism to actually get forward our aims. Well, that makes actually perfect sense. It's the way he said it. I've always said, I want 1776 worldwide. I want American power through our ideas, through our industry, through our freedom, through our low taxes. As a tax haven, as they call us, as a dirty thing, that's a good thing to have us in the middle of the world tax structure. We used to be one of the best countries. We need to be competitive and have some of the lowest taxes. We need to be an example of free market. They told the Wall Street Journal, I'm a nationalist and I'm a globalist. I'm going to read those quotes to you here on air when we come back. But again, the way he said it, it sounds like he's going back. Globalism The system of the globalists is unelected corporate world government. We don't want that. There are global systems of interconnected, multivariate systems of corporations, companies, private individuals, nations, and cultures. I don't want a single TPP, IMF, World Bank, WTO structure that's unelected that transfers national power to it to consolidate global control because it's authoritarian and the globalist aims are anti-human, austere, and very, very feudalistic in a modern sense. But if we can have global systems of working together through nation states and agreements that empower the nation states to work together with other freer nations against nations that aren't open and free, I'm all for that. I'm not against having an interconnected world where we work together. The world is getting smaller. Trump says he'll kill NAFTA if he's not able to renegotiate a better deal. That's CNBC. Some are spinning it that he's saying he won't kill NAFTA now. He always said, I'm going to renegotiate it. Because that actually passed Congress. He can't just kill it like TPP. He did kill that because it was done unconstitutionally by an executive action. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side with a bunch of clips of the president and his powerful speech.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive.
I do intend to open the phones up in the second hour on any issue you'd like to discuss on this live Sunday broadcast. And of course, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. the 3 p.m. Central with a daytime broadcast. President Trump just signed an executive order dealing with countries that subsidize their dairy farmers and also try to keep us from shipping our milk into their countries, like Canada. We're going to be getting to that. Last week he signed a big order under national security to begin investigating how other countries undercut the market to flood us with cheap aluminum. He's calling it a national security issue that we cannot even produce enough aluminum to produce our own aircraft, much less military. Again, Trump says, I'm a nationalist and a globalist. People say, oh my gosh, he's sold out. Globalism is about multinational combines, corporate bodies dictating different trade deals to consolidate control and be anti-free market. Fundamentally, because Trump's trying to make the decisions under the executive branch that are his powers as a president for America and making fair deals, that is the opposite of globalism, which again is an authoritarian corporate global system. So that's why, despite the fact he's compromised some, despite the fact that globalists have made record profits by him turning up the global economy, they don't want that. They want a consolidated world economy. And that's why Donald Trump's announced a 20% import tax on Canadian softwood lumber. Everything they're doing is unfair against us. So he's simply going through with line items, signing executive orders, saying you're not going to get away with that. America was the richest, most powerful nation on earth 30 years ago. We were 4% of the world population. We had 55% of the wealth. Now we're 5% of the population. We got about 30% of the wealth. They've sold off our wealth. That's what globalism is. And I know you as longtime listeners understand that. But that's why I'm still backing Trump. He declared the 8-year war on the Second Amendment is over. And he put someone on the Supreme Court that is as conservative on the Second Amendment as Antonin Scalia. Total victory. And he signaled he's going to put other people just as constitutionally conservative and strict constructionist as Gorsuch. But there are other things that Trump has done I don't like his daughter running around going to globalist meetings, the G20, calling for open borders and more unvetted Islamicist invaders. Some of the other things he's been doing. But look, if that's all PR, whatever. The problem is that Trump is never going to get the globalist off his back because they fundamentally understand he's transferring power back to the country. I want to be clear. It doesn't mean everything he's doing is perfect. It doesn't mean I support him on a lot of these issues where he's gone wrong, and I'm going to speak out against it. But he's so good on so many other issues that it really is evil to throw fits and say we hate Trump and he's a bad guy and, oh my gosh, you know, he's totally screwed us over. He's not 100% perfect. He's under siege. He's got every major agency ignoring his orders. He can't even get rid of people at the IRS that were part of the whole persecution of conservatives the last 8 years because no one's following his directives. But he has been able with executive orders and other actions, because Obama used executive orders to shut down our industry, President Trump's used those executive orders to turn the industry back on, and that's the most important thing, is getting the economy going again. If we don't get the economy going again, we are facing a worldwide financial calamity, the likes of which the world has not seen in a long, long time. And you notice you've got all these so-called liberals running around who are the most rich people in the world, rich, wildly more wealthy than Donald Trump, the Apples of the world, the Microsofts of the world. And they are the ones pushing austerity and people being poor and shutting down the factories and making the world basically an anti-human system. They're the ones that don't like Trump moving forward to have tax incentives for farmers in rural communities, because they want you part of their big factory farm system. They want to get rid of the little guy. And Trump is doing the opposite. And it's making the rich people even richer. But again, the elite want a consolidation. Apple's cash hoard set to top $250 billion, tax-free outside the United States. That is out of Wall Street Journal, CNBC. Bill Gates should be the world's first trillionaire, but he wants higher taxes on the middle class. Europe investors bid bye-bye to political jitters and begin buying. They've tried to kill the Trump rally. It's not working. So many incredibly exciting things are happening. So I want to be positive about the positive stuff Trump's done. 80% positive. Absolutely transferring power back to the country, back to the people. But the 20% he's doing is basically shows he's being more and more captured by the deep state, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts warned in an article at InfoWars.com last Friday. And that's what scares me, because he was basically 100% dead on until day 70. The last 30 days, he went from going perfectly straight, over-delivering where I just couldn't believe it, the first 70 days. And then suddenly, 70 days in, they shake up. Bannon gets basically removed as the top advisor. Trump begins to move into other issues, and he starts turning a few degrees. But you turn a few degrees and stay on that for a year or two, you'll be right back where Hillary Clinton was, or where Barack Obama was, or where George W. Bush was. But you know Trump's for real, not just by his actions, but by the abject, total, and complete, unbelievable panic that is taking place in mainstream news, with them just out to get him, and the correspondents' dinner admitting their mission was destroy him. For journalists, at annual dinner serves up catharsis and resolve, and it says, quote, to topple the presidency. I mean, they admit it, and they see me as low-hanging fruit. They admit this. They see you, the listeners, through this broadcast, as the Americana, spirit of America that could rise at any time. They fear you. They fear that spirit. They fear that energy. They fear that love of God, that love of decency, that love of prosperity. They fear what you have. And so they're looking. Who's the most prominent person giving vent to this, having guests on, empowering the people? They're empowering him. Alex Jones. Destroy him. Shut him down. Shut him up. And now they admit it everywhere. Get his advertisers. Kick him off Google. Have Google delist him. All of it's come out. Whistleblowers gave us the intel. Chobani lawsuit from the Federal Reserve Board member of New York, running the shadow government. That's the Federal Reserve of New York that Trump's trying to replace. Literally suing me with George Soros' law firm that he founded as the founding client in the 1980s in New York. Go read it. A law firm suing me. The person suing me, the Islamists from Turkey, is a member of the New York Federal Reserve Board. Incredible power. That is the shadow government. And then the law firm's George Soros. Why is that? Because they understand we've got their number and they want to shut us down because we're a focal point and they want to intimidate everybody else. Ladies and gentlemen, they've miscalculated. And I'll explain why on the other side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For the president was again.
This is a island that at its widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
My fear is that the whole island will become so heavily populated that it will tip over and capsize.
I stand here as a free slave.
We've seen nothing that we can work, that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign.
What are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in
what is Aleppo?
Yeah, in Aleppo.
You are correct.
The fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Stop it.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. That's from a few months ago. Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters in the same press conference, thinking that Putin had invaded Korea, not North or South, but Korea, never happened in history, even though Russia does share some border with North Korea, and that also George W. Bush was still in office. That was 8-plus years ago that George Walker Bush, the 43rd president, was in office. Then it was 44, was Barack Hussein Obama. He was in office 8 years. And then number 45 is Donald John Trump. He was sworn in January 20th, 2017. I expect mainstream media will say that's a conspiracy theory, just like everything we talk about, they say, is a conspiracy theory. We told you 6 months ago that we were worried that Jared Kushner was bought off by the communist Chinese. That was during the campaign. And then, of course, it came out a few months ago in mainstream news. We had guests on about it, and that was in the New York Times earlier this week or last week. Something else we were right about. But Pelosi, not knowing that George W. Bush has been gone for 8 years, gave another talk interview. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, during an interview early Sunday, accidentally referred to President Trump as former President George W. Bush. After the mistake on ABC's This Week, Pelosi quickly corrected herself. So at least she corrected herself this time. And even the Democrats keep saying, you need to step down. You need to step down. You and Maxine Waters are just out of your minds. You're out of your minds. I mean, Maxine Waters says that Putin gives Trump terms like drain the swamp and crooked Hillary. As if Trump can't think this up, or you or I can. When she's corrupt, she's part of the swamp. So this is how stupid they think we are. But here's the latest clip.
Means winning for the American people, that either we win or whoever wins understands the priorities of the American people, and they are not with President Bush. Excuse me.
President.
So sorry, President Bush. I'm never going to pray for the day that you're president again. But
you're praying for the day that President Bush is president again?
Well, we worked, and so you asked the question, how would I work with a Republican president? The way we worked
right,
with President
good.
Bush.
So the woman has a plastic face. She's got like a rubber wig on. She's a reanimated corpse toddling around, and she needs to be in a nursing home. And that's what's so dangerous about these people. I'm not against old folks. A lot of old folks are smarter than I am and sharper than I am. But she clearly is not one of those old folks. She's never been that sharp. She's a rubber stamp for corporate interest. And she's the person trying to direct this war against the American people. She's the one that reportedly had meetings with the outgoing head of the Justice Department, Lynch, trying to get me arrested last year when Trump was only president-elect. And then her daughter goes on TV the day after I report this and says, Alex Jones is death-threatening me. I want him arrested. And I was like, oh, my gosh, my source was correct. That was Larry Nichols. I never death-threatened that lady. These people are crazy. They want authoritarianism. They're ready to do it. That's why all over the news they're saying, kill Trump, kill Trump, and then they never get in trouble. I've got the correspondence dinner here where journalists, an annual dinner, serve up catharsis and resolve out of the San Jose Mercury Times. And the New York Times also carried the same story by Michael M. Grumsbaum. And it says they have the resolve to bring him down. What's the exact quote here? I want to play some clips of this. To bring him down, to topple a presidency. So they have the resolve to topple the presidency. And then anyone else they see wearing a Trump hat or wanting to have lower taxes, we're dehumanized. We deserve to be beaten up. We need to be sued. We need to be attacked. We need to be kicked off the internet because, well, we're just not human. I went and saw a very powerful movie last night with my wife and my son, and that was The Promise with Christian Bale and others about the Armenian genocide that was over 1.5 million people. Now, if you look at the historical maps since the Muslims took over the Christian country that's Turkey today, and Constantinople changed over to Istanbul, you will notice that at first they only conquered some of the major cities, and then over the next few hundred years, they killed almost all the Christians or drove them out of Turkey. The men they would kill, the women they'd keep and use in slave harems. The Christians had kind of a civilizing effect on the Muslims, so it was one of the more civilized countries for Muslims and became the new capital of the Ottoman Empire and the Muslim religious political system that it is. But you watch that movie, it's so accurate based on real battles, real things that happened, them killing little kids, shooting them in the back of the head. This is what the Muslims did. And the Armenians were just a few Christians left in very rural, mountainous areas, rural, mountainous coastal areas, very small little enclaves, not allowed to have their own businesses, not allowed to operate in the rest of the country, as the Muslims slowly over the hundreds of years killed them and other Christian minority groups. And finally, they were killing all Christians left in the country of Turkey in World War I. Now, the Young Turks will not identify, funded by Soros groups, funded by Al Gore, funded by Al Jazeera, funded by Qatar, this is all on record, they will never admit the Armenian genocide. That's totally admitted. Documented by the Associated Press, photos, you name it, when it happened. One of the reasons the United States came in on World War I. Totally documented. The Young Turks was the name of the young political party that called for the extermination of Christians, namely Armenians. The Young Turks were the young gangs that wore the red fezes you see in the movie. So well done. Everyone's got to go see it. Beating people, attacking people, killing them. But it began like brown shirts in the 1930s in Nazi Germany. It began with the young gangs going out and burning the shops and beating people up and pushing the Armenians out of the cities that were left there into the rural area. Then it was the men, the intellectuals, the newspaper writers, the doctors, the leaders. They were arrested as traitors and killed in the next 2 years. Then it was all the males that were young. Then it was all the males. Then it was all the women. And they're coming into the town. This is historical. This all happened. They're coming into this rural mountain town on a coastline to kill who's left in the movie. All happened, documented historical. All the characters are all real people. It's a historical film. And the mother won't leave. And he goes, listen, they've already killed everybody. They've incrementally conditioned you to accept it. Now they're coming to kill all the women and children. And they finally listen. They finally fight. That's some of the only Armenians, a few thousand that survived, 4,000. That's what they're doing to me now. They're starting to shut us down. If they can shut us down, they're going to shut everybody down. Then they're coming to kill you.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to open the phones up in the next hour on any issue I've raised, any topic. What do you think of Trump's speech in Harrisburg, PA? I thought it was extremely powerful. The Washington Post actually got it right, saying that it electrified and captivated and enchanted the crowd. What do you think about the North Korea situation? What do you think about the admission with Stephen Colbert attacking me every night for the last 2 weeks? The other major shows lying about me, the news shows lying, press following me around everywhere, twisting information. Why is InfoWars under such mega attack? Well, we know why. We're promoting nationalism, free market capitalism, local sovereign control, and comparing that to unelected globalism is very easy and very popular. And they know we're exponentially growing, so they want to shut us down as a way to intimidate everybody else and as a way to set a precedent. As I said earlier, first authoritarian movements shut down the independent press that is criticizing the power structure. Then it begins to actually persecute and go after people claiming they're spies or involved in espionage. They admit in the news 3 months ago, congressional hearings, I'm under criminal investigation for actually being a Russian spy. Should I play that clip again? I know it's ridiculous, but it's happening. State Department, Pentagon, operations. The average person in the military is great, by the way. Most folks at the Pentagon are the people that got Trump elected. They're the ones that leaked the WikiLeaks, but the people running it are bad news. The stay-behind networks, the deep state operatives, the shadow government that won't leave. Why are they coming after us? Look at Le Pen. Frances Le Pen on offensive with a vote a week away. She's now ahead, even in their twisted polls, against her competitor in the runoff. Le Pen's Euro contortions underlined French reluctance to exit. Can Le Pen beat Macron in the French election despite losing in the first round? This is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen, and even if she loses, think of a nationalist, anti-globalist that close to winning. That's why they want to punish her. She's under criminal indictment, and they're trying to disqualify her right now and are saying even if she wins, they're going to arrest her. She's a member of the EU Parliament, so she had immunity. Oh, yeah, the EU gave itself immunity. But now they're trying to strip that immunity and have successfully done so. Again, they tried to kill Nigel Farage 3 times in a plane crash, 2 car accidents. The police said it was foul play in one of the car accidents with the lug nuts all taken off on his car to where he got up to 50 miles an hour and the lug nuts came off. This is what's happening. This is what's unfolding. And they're coming after everyone to say, hey, you may have a popular vision. You may have something that people want. You may be you know, promoting liberty and freedom. We don't care. We're going to demonize you, and we're going to shut you down. But here's the good news. Before I hit this other news and play some of the Trump clips, we're getting unprecedented, massive support. Our traffic is up. InfoWars is getting more readers, more viewers every day, and we're seeing for this time of year massive financial support. But I will tell you, I want to hire more crew, more people, more investigative journalists. I don't want just one person in D.C., Dr. Corsi. I want 5 or 6. I want to be able to deal with all the leads we get, with all of the whistleblowers that call us. I want to be able to reach out and actually have a bigger effect, and that takes personnel. So in the face of the Islamicist lawsuit by Chobani and all the rest of this, your vote of purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com is a literal war bond in the face of the globalist. The globalists are weak. Their ideology is authoritarian. It's oppressive. All we've got to do is stand up against it, and it will fall. That's why globalism's almost completely defeated in many areas of the world, except for the fact they're destroying the leadership of the resistance. So, we have a lot of great nutraceuticals. We have a lot of great nutraceuticals at InfoWarsStore.com that are massively discounted. We have our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth Formula that is 53% off right now. We've never done that. It's a bestseller, one of our top 5 bestsellers, but I'm discounting it so you see how great it is. Naturally chocolate-flavored, organic, bone broth, turmeric, bee pollen, chaga mushroom, and so much more. Bone broth is so important, and this is the equivalent of just 20, 30 bowls of chicken noodle soup, basically, with that key essence that mom and everybody knows is so good for you. So find out why it's so powerful. Find out why it's got alfalfa herb powder, goji berry powder, and why it's so amazing. Tastes like Ovaltine, totally natural, a little bit of chocolate in it, so it has a good flavor. Without it, it tastes pretty bad. Tastes great with milk. That's how I like to drink it. Makes great shakes in your blender with some ice cubes, blended in. InfoWarsStore.com. We're about to sell out of it because I've been running this discount the last week. So if you want to get it at this price, we're going to have to go ahead tomorrow and take it back to full price, and then more is it coming in for a few weeks. Caveman, 53% off, mega special, ending soon at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have a special flash sale that's going to end in a couple days. whether it's from toxic ingredients in the food supply or dangerous chemicals in our drinking water, our bodies are constantly under attack. We have a flash sale on Liver Shield. Just take a few drops a day, 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com. To help you fight back and start supporting your body's natural detoxification systems, we're giving you 30% off Liver Shield for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com. Liver Shield uses a powerful blend of organic and wild-crafted herbs specifically formulated to support natural function and detoxification of the liver and the gallbladder. There's a reason that we keep selling out of Liver Shield. It's very hard to get these organic compounds and then cold press them into an oil form. With every new run, it's our most powerful formula at InfoWarsLife.com. Get Liver Shield for 30% off now at InfoWarsLife.com, either by itself or in the Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack with Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Now, let me give you the toll-free number to call in the next hour. And that number is different on the Sunday show than the weekday where it's the GCN number. This is our number. It is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers, people that disagree with me, people that agree. Whatever it is, I'm going to take your calls. That number is 877-789-ALEX. Now, let me just say this in closing. Support our local affiliates. Become a sponsor. Tell folks about the stations. Support the sponsors, get the sponsors to thank the stations. That's why we've gone over 250 affiliates. We never got above about 170 over the years. And if you're listening to a local station, it's so important to support them as well. You hear the sponsors on a lot of the stations, support them. You hear the network sponsors, support them. But bottom line, we need your prayers now more than ever because you can see the attack I'm under. You can see the unprecedented attack with the mainstream media sitting in on my two-week custody battle with my ex-wife, demonizing, lying, putting out horrible things on the front page of the papers, clearly trying to influence what happened, clearly licking their lips, hatefully following me around with just hate in their eyes, mercenaries trying to make a name for themselves, globalist black hat gunslingers trying to bring down the white hats. That's what this comes down to. So people claim they want to fight globalism. They claim they want to fight Agenda 21. They claim they want to fight the NWO. They claim they want to fight open borders and the Islamist invasion. I've had the top-level mainstream media contact me as globalist operatives, basically, and just say, Alex, all you got to do is back off Soros. All you got to do is back off the Islamists. All you got to do is back off this stuff, and you can be a big conservative pundit. But if not, Alex, you're going to be destroyed. The word's gone out, lawsuits, attacks. Whatever it takes, we're going to shut. You're going to be shut down. You know what? If that's what happens, that's what's supposed to happen. It's like the Alamo, baby. I'm never giving in. Victory or death. But here's what's happening. They miscalculated. We're getting record support, record traffic to InfoWars.com. We're getting record traffic to PrisonPlanet.com. We're getting record support with people in the store. Record support, people signing up for the free newsletter. We can stay in contact with you even if they shut down my websites and, you know, whatever. I'll still be able to send you messages and exclusive articles and information from InfoWars.com/newsletter and a lot of, you know, specials, 50% off every day on different items. But sign up at InfoWarsStore.com today for auto ship on great items that you need, like organic coffee or like X2, the good halogen, or Caveman, and you get 10% off additionally, and then you just automatically support us each month and don't have to worry about it. Great water filtration systems, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, the widest selection you're going to find anywhere. Just hundreds and hundreds of great items. We have the new Paul Watson. Conservatism is the new counterculture shirt. That's about to sell out, by the way. I had no idea it'd be so successful. It's all there. Second hour. Tell friends, neighbors, family to tune in because we've got the big news and your calls coming up. Stay with us. Second hour.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.